Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. The Advent season began on the first Sunday in December. It is the season of waiting and expectation for the birth of Christ, which we celebrate on Christmas Day. It is a time when persons prepare their homes and hearts for Christmas. Because the coming of Christ also signifies the coming of the light of the world, the tradition of lighting candles and lanterns is often used to mark the Advent season. In some homes and places of worship, each Sunday an Advent candle is lit. For the four Sundays, the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love are lit, and scriptures pointing to the arrival of the Messiah are read, and special prayers offered up. As Christians, we reflect on the unexpected nature of Jesus' humble birth, prophesied in the book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 2, which reads, "But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel." It is a time of reflection in preparing our hearts for the coming of Christ. We remember how he humbled himself to be born as a baby and live among those he would save. We remember the perfect life he lived, doing the will of his Father, his sacrificial death on the cross, and how he was raised from the dead 3 days later, having paid the penalty to save all who would believe. However, it must also be a time of preparation and anticipation for the second coming of Christ. We remember Jesus' promise to return again one day and restore all things fully. It invokes feelings of expectation and hope. As we celebrate this Advent season, let us pray for attentiveness to what truly matters without being distracted by trivial things. Pray also for discernment of how God would like us to set our priorities to fulfill His purposes in our lives. May I invite you to join us next week.